This is Earth Notes. Westerners used to use all kinds of markers to identify the location of mining claims, such as wooden posts and large stone cairns. The modern way is easy. Sink an uncapped PVC pipe into the ground. It's easy and effective, but there's a dark side to these innocuous plastic tubes. Each year, legions of birds become trapped in the open pipes. The victims are typically cavity nesters, such as mountain bluebirds, woodpeckers, kestrels, and owls fall afoul too, as do bats, lizards, and small mammals. Unable to escape, they die of dehydration or starvation. Up to 30 tiny corpses have been reported in a single PVC marker, with at least one dead bird per pipe on average. And with over 3 million mining claims marked this way, nationwide these seemingly bland tubes take a huge toll. The Bureau of Land Management recently moved to solve this out-of-sight, out-of-mind problem, issuing a new policy designed to eliminate open pipes on public lands. From now on, all such pipes on lands managed by the BLM must be capped, permanently screened, or removed altogether. Mine claim holders are being encouraged to voluntarily remove PVC pipes, replacing them with wildlife safe markers of wood, metal, or stone. A coalition of over 100 wildlife groups, led by the American Bird Conservancy, is heralding the move, calling it a small change that will make a big difference. Advocates are encouraging the U.S. Forest Service and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to take similar action soon. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Tristan Klum.